estimated that 4.9 million hectares of land have been lost to this year's bushfires, leaving behind, obviously, a great deal of wreckage, great deal of burnt trees, leaves and ash. But how careful do we need to be about clearing away too much natural debris in the recovery efforts?
Well, I think it's important to differentiate between recovery close to human settlement and human assets versus more broadly in the landscape. I think more broadly in the landscape, we need to and have to rely economically and otherwise ecologically on the natural processes. And we need to avoid interfering to any great extent further with the natural processes. But adjacent to human habitations and assets, there's a case for careful manipulation and removal of some of the debris for obvious reasons that people need to be able to protect what remains and to be able to operate close to what they're trying to rehabilitate.
How have certain trees adapted to survive bushfire conditions?
Well, it's an interesting one because I do a lot of my research in rainforest, and rainforest is not adapted to, largely speaking, to fire at all. Rainforest trees are thin-barked and very susceptible to fire incursions. And part of the reason that rainforests are so restricted in Australia is because it's a dry continent where fire has had a major influence over the last 20-odd million years. So the consequence of fire for rainforest is dramatic and drastic, whereas eucalyptus and a number of other species that we're familiar with, the banksias and a range of other taxa, are really quite well adapted to both drier conditions in many cases and certainly fire adapted in the case of eucalyptus.
Do we have a real sort of balance of different ecosystems in the areas that have been affected by these fires?
In the north of New South Wales, where I live, there's a strong rainforest influence, and so there's both rainforest and the drier eucalypt communities and the wet eucalypt communities have been affected. And of course, it's very different. And in some cases, some of my research sites, the fire in the eucalypt forest adjacent to the rainforest was very hot. But the moment it got to rainforest, the fire just went out. So in many cases, that has been the case. But as you move further south in New South Wales and into Victoria, the area of rainforest is very, very small. And they're usually restricted to little gully lines and protected habitats, what we call refugia. And in those cases, if the fire is very hot, it'll burn straight through them. And so there's a huge impact and a massive loss of those moist rainforest types in that case.
And looking at other conditions, we're seeing, thankfully, some rain here in Sydney today and certainly in parts of Queensland and the like as well. It's very much needed. Given, though, we are facing a great deal of drought conditions, how is that likely to affect regeneration?
Well, a little bit of rain is a wonderful thing. So if we, as the monsoon starts to click in, we hope we start to see more rain and hopefully we get an easing into a wetter season. What we don't need is catastrophic heavy rain. That'll be very damaging to both in terms of erosion, but also carrying ash and other forest debris into the water catchments, etc. So we're really hoping to see a lot of gentle rain to start with, and that'll trigger enormous amounts of fungal action. It'll also trigger the germination of lots of soil seed reserves. So a lot of seeds in the Australian eucalypt areas and heat survive the fires, and so that'll trigger some of that. And some of our seeds have high tolerance, what we call sprouting. So even all the vegetation is dead. All of it can kick in to be a substantial revival of many areas.